from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm bringing this up, and now I'm distracted because he's talking, and that might be an issue all day because we're right next to each other.
You're bringing up the scar tissue on your leg from a mole you got removed in eighth grade,
yes,
because of George Pickens.
We have wide receiver scar tissue, okay? And it's not just Antonio Brown, which obviously left a big scar like the one I have on my leg,
mm-hmm,
but there's also Chase Claypool, and there's also Deontay Johnson, who insiders have said all offseason a big reason why they made that trade was because they didn't want Deontay Johnson in their locker room anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we had this incident yesterday at practice where there's a blow-up between Pickens and the new wide receivers coach on day one, and now Kabali sends out a tweet that's in the process of going viral. Third down situation, Pickens runs a slant off a pick and is open across the middle. Fields goes to Austin outside and misses throw. Pickens, not thrilled with the decision, jumps up and down in disgust.
Yeah, I mean, that's the George Pickens experience in one sentence, basically.
In practice, in July, doing these things. I'm going to ask just a very open question to everybody here at 412-928-9370 to start today's show. Are we worried about George Pickens? Malzi, go.
No, because I think when the lights go on, he's still going to be their best receiver, and he's going to produce, and if he gets the ball, and I think there's a better chance that he'll get the ball more effectively this year, given who's quarterbacking the team, he generally is happy. And I'm not worried because I am confident enough with the just sheer number of elite wide receivers being produced now by college football, because that's the direction the game has gone. That's where the supply of great athletes has gone to, wide receiver, corner, edge rusher, basically. Would you agree with that? That the game is producing way more good wide receivers because that's how the pro game is played. Guys come out with more polish. Guys, they're very athletic, etc. I know he's an athletic freak, but he's not so far beyond other guys in the NFL that you can't replace him.
Okay, that's moving the goalposts a little bit, though, because that's you saying...
I'm not concerned about him this year. I think he's going to be their best and most productive wide receiver.
That's you saying
this year.
Even if he does blow up, it's fine because they can go replace him in the draft. I'm saying specifically about him and his future with the team.
I think he's probably a four-year guy, one-contract guy, and I've made peace with that now because it's very obvious to me that George Pickens.
Man, that's a big change from where you were last year,
Chris. I just think he's incredibly mercurial. Here's where I would draw like a line of demarcation. Ryan Clark just tweeted like 2 days ago the big story about AB fighting like Keenan Allen or whatever at practice.
Yeah, and I slapped them, and Talamalu got involved in that.
Yeah, it turned into an insane brouhaha, and Clark just said everyone was brawling with everyone, basically trying to take a piece out of AB. That happened after he got paid. What was that, 3 or 4 years into his NFL career, after year three, I want to say?
No, I think it was even before that, Chris.
Because year two for him was a 1,000-yard season. Then year three, he actually dipped back below 1,000 before he then went on the insane run years 4 through 9.
Yep.
But that happened after the money came for him, after an actual long-term show of faith happened, and everyone involved, including Ryan, likes to tell the story that they knew it was going to go down like that. But until that point, AB was not what he became. George Pickens is already this guy, and I am forced to acknowledge that he's always going to be this guy. It sounds like he bristled badly at being actually coached. Josh Miller chimed in, our old compadre here, and said that's the kind of thing you expect happens, like a blow-up between position coach and player on day 18 of camp because everyone's nerves are frayed because they've been doing this for 2.5 weeks.
Baking in the sun.
Right, that just made
sense.
They're
exhausted. Dog days of summer set in.
I usually think that the fights at camp either happen right at the beginning when somebody's trying to Dan Moore their way onto the roster like he did. He fought everybody till Hayward actually had to tell him, like, enough. Like, okay, we got the point. Or they happen towards the end of camp, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's mad. Everyone's tired. It's like being in any setting like that. You just have nerves get frayed. And Josh, I thought, made a pretty astute point when he tweeted that to me. You would expect that there would be a blow-up from those two after they've been doing this kind of thing, and he's been reprimanding Pickens, and Pickens has been chirping back for 2 weeks. This was day one. And it sounds like he was doing something pretty fair, Azani, the coach. It sounds like he was asking him for more consistent, like, focused effort. I don't think, like, I know that I probably have the reputation on this show as the guy who will defend athletes to a fault and say, like, if you're talented, you can get away with stuff. You should be practicing if you're George Pickens, like you want a big contract, not like you're lollygagging because you're the most talented guy in the group.
I'm listening to you intently because I think it's very interesting how you're choosing to go about this conversation. You are, on one hand, saying you are not worried about Pickens. At the same time, you are saying that, and correct me if I'm wrong in this description of things, you are saying that not only the most talented, but just straight up, flat out, their best offensive player.
Which I do think he is, yeah.
Will not be on the team beyond his first contract.
They
keep all their best defensive players. They give all of those guys second contracts.
I know.
They have a hole. They have a void of good young offensive players.
Yep.
And the best one they have, you're saying, yeah, I've made peace with the idea that because of behavior like this, they're just going to be like, all right, when your contract is up, sayonara, see you later.
If he has a monster year.
That is fascinating.
If he has a monster year and you get more of Pickens from the last three games of the season, where especially in Baltimore when it was just a waterlogged mess, the cameras were very clearly and specifically targeting him to see if he would blow up because that's good television. It's compelling
TV. Orlovsky was like baiting it.
Orlovsky was almost waiting for it. And then when it kept not happening, they praised him and said he did a good job, basically. But like, unless you have a situation like that where he really is on the straight and narrow and he is the consummate teammate, I just think Mike Tomlin, despite whatever he might say about him, we're bringing George along. We value George the person. Might just get tired of it. The other thing that Ray Fittipaldo said to us yesterday that I think that I took note of just because other people have said it, but Ray made it like a point to say it. I don't think AB was always the most calculating person in the world. Do you? Like in terms of how he carried himself and how he knew that would impact his standing. Like, don't you think he was somewhat impulsive?
Yes. He ran off the field with his shirt off,
right,
Chris?
So I'm saying with the Steelers though, but he was an impulsive guy even back here.
Yeah, he didn't win MVP and
when
he punted the football and quit the team.
When a guy is acting the way Pickens is acting, one of the last things I expect a tenured beat writer for the team to say is he is a pretty sharp guy. That implies to me he is very aware of how these outbursts are going to be perceived. So I feel like there's got to be a reason for it on his part. Does he think he's going to win a power struggle?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.